The question from the brother was about, is it allowed to make or for the woman to request her mahar to be Quran, either all of it or part of it? And the answer was no, absolutely not. The mahar should be something valuable, equal to a physical value, things like money or something like that. So the mahar of the woman could be money, or could be something valuable like cars or building, equal to money, to benefit her now and later. And this how the mahar should to be, and this how Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the mahar in the Quran, and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the mahar in the Sunnah. If you see all the narrations from the Quran and the Sunnah, when Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the mahar, when Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the mahar in the Quran, He mentioned it as something that is valuable. Like قول الله تعالى فلا تأخذ منه شيئا تأخذونه بهتانا وإثما مبينا وقول الله تعالى وكيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض. How you take it, you give it, you take it is something that take and give and equal to a value. هكذا قول الله تعالى وقد فرضتم لهن فريضة فنصف ما فرضتم. Till the end, same thing in the sunnah. And it is the opinion of majority of the ulama, salafan and khalafan, all of them, they describe the mahar as something that is valuable like money and others. And that's why majority of ulama, they don't allow this kind of act, include the four madahib. They don't allow for the mahar to be something that is, it's not valuable like money, not valuable as the money it is, like Quran and others. And if someone mentioned hadith Sahl ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu sahih regarding that woman whom Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give her to a man as a wife with what he have from the Quran, that was because it was his ability. He doesn't have other than that. The evidence of this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the with the hadith asking many times to go and search for anything valuable, until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, go and search even a ring from a metal, which is the minimum value that normal people they can find and they can afford. That's why when he couldn't afford anything, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him to marry with what he had from the Quran, means with whatever he had to teach her from the Quran. And regarding that hadith of Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, and how she make a condition for her to marry Abu Talha, for him to enter the Islam, have a lot of answers for the ulama regarding this situation. That was in the beginning of the Islam, and it's true because it was before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam immigrate, and the ayat that mentioned the mahr as something valuable, it's came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the end of his life, and it's among the latest surah in the Quran came to him alayhi salatu wasalam. Among the reply also for this hadith, they said the mahr actually been paid to Umm Salama as something valuable, but it been mentioned the Quran only because the Islam been mentioned only because it was something unique. The evidence of that is their culture and their behavior and their tradition at that time. No one gonna marry a woman without paying something valuable to her. Same thing among their reply also, they said she mentioned the Islam because there's no way for him to marry her without he became a Muslim. And they said so it wasn't all the only mahar, it wasn't the only mahar, it was the beginning of the mahar, because the Islam is the beginning of all the deeds that should be from Abu Talha toward his wife Umm Sulaym until the end. Among the answer, they said also, how you say Abu Talha didn't pay when Abu Talha was among the richest Ansar, and this is authentic and correct and been mentioned in many stories. Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala kana aktharuhum haqla kama qala Anas al-Sayyihin. He was a rich man among the Ansar. Why he don't pay? Until the end, it's something like it was a shame for the man not to pay mahar for his wife. So in the end, like I say to my dear brothers and sisters, if you want to follow the path of the ulama and the correct understanding for the Salaf regarding this issue, be sure you give a proper mahar to your spouse. Not just that, my dear brothers and sisters, it's actually the ulama, they give us a scenario to show how important it is. If someone missed the mahar to his wife, like he gave her the Quran or something for a wrong understanding, They said even after many years, after he realized his mistake, he must pay her again mahr al-mithl. Mahr al-mithl means mahr as a similar mahr to her sisters and cousins and others. He said exactly what normal they take for their marriage, and he pay again even after many years. Still obligate on him. Even though the Aqd al-Nikah is valid and correct, but he still need to pay it. This to see how important it is. Same thing, the scenario regarding some Indians and others, and Pakistanis, actually among the traditional, sometimes the woman to pay the man. This is not allowed also. The mahar, the nikah is authentic and valid and is correct, but even with that, after they realize this, they must pay again the woman the mahar. The mahar is the dowry in English. I missed that word. Mahar is the dowry. In the end, my dear brothers and sisters, the mahar must be something valuable, equal to money, equal to money or equal to something that the woman can benefit herself from it now or later. Barakallahu feekum. So, in conclusion, the Quran by itself cannot be a dowry, cannot be a mahar. The Quran or anything like that, knowledge, whatever, it could be part of the mahr, not a mahr by itself. The mahr firstly must be something value, something is valuable, equal to money. Then can be the Quran and other things can be taken as a mahr, as an addition to the first thing, which is the money or something equal to money. Barakallahu feekum.